22 minutes past five is the time. We're talking about North Korea and the fact that the North Koreans have detonated a nuclear bomb this morning. It was bigger than the one which destroyed Hiroshima. It's been roundly condemned by the international community. How scared do you think we should be about this, and what can be done? 0345 6060 973. Well, let's get more on the American reaction from Simon Marks, our US correspondent in Washington. Simon, good afternoon.
Hello, Ian.
President Obama, none too impressed, but there's not a lot you can do about it, is there?
None too impressed. I mean, it is by now a sort of ritual condemnation of North Korea that the White House goes through under these circumstances. But I think, Ian, there's no question that the vehemence behind the US reaction to this is notable. An extensive statement being put out by the White House, the United States condemning the nuclear test in the strongest possible terms. They call it a grave threat to regional security, international peace and stability. They go on to describe it as provocative and destabilizing. The United States does not and never will accept North Korea as a nuclear state. It stands out, President Obama points out, as the only country to have tested nuclear weapons this century. And the Obama administration says it will now go back to the United Nations Security Council, first to check that the implemented sanctions that have already been agreed are in fact in force to the fullest, and second, to begin a conversation about what it refers to as new sanctions. And they have held some things back. I mean, I think the Obama administration has understood that this was going to be a process with North Korea, and therefore you need to keep some powder dry. For example, Kim Jong-un himself was only personally sanctioned for the first time by the United States just back in July, and that wasn't over the country's nuclear activities. It was over North Korea's abysmal human rights record. So they do have the ability to tighten the screws somewhat. Diplomats here in Washington, though, policymakers will tell you that what the United States really needs to do is to try and get China to put fresh pressure and meaningful pressure on North Korea. And there is disappointment here in the United States that the Chinese haven't done more to try and persuade a man who's sort of viewed here as their proxy, Kim Jong-un, in North Korea, to step back from the brink. That's all part and parcel of a relationship with China that is not as fruitful as the Obama administration might have led you to believe.
I forget which world leader it was who said, never let a diplomatic crisis go to waste. There are always opportunities. And is there an opportunity here for America to slightly repair a few relations with Russia? Because Russia has been very condemnatory very condemning of what it said about the explosion of this nuclear bomb. They seem to be almost as annoyed as America.
There is, and of course John Kerry is meeting Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, at the moment in Geneva. They're supposed to be talking about Syria, but highly likely they will have some kind of conversation about North Korea. The difficulty with that is, first of all, history. The Obama administration has had a dreadful relationship with Vladimir Putin. It all started out very hopeful. Remember, Hillary Clinton presented the Russian foreign minister with that shiny reset button when she first became Secretary of State. Ever since then, the relationship has headed into the deep freeze. And secondly, President Obama is constrained by the fact that nothing that takes place right now happens in a vacuum. We're in the middle of this presidential election campaign here. Russia is a big issue, particularly Donald Trump's comments about Russia and perhaps his relationship with Russia. And so that, to some extent, means that the Obama administration hesitates, and before it does anything, says, well, what's the impact going to be on the election campaign of all of this? We don't want to do anything to make Hillary Clinton's path more complicated.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Right, let's go to your calls.